been a number of motions and speakers calling for the immediate lifting of this moratorium, which has meant a ban on our staff recruitment over the last number of years. Really a ban that has been quite damaging. And our own motion actually tied in with this sentiment, and that we simply cannot do better every day as has been asked of us without proper resources. So yeah, it has been a big theme and, as I said, generated a very large debate.
Now we're coming to the end of what's been a very difficult and challenging 12 months for Letterkenny General Hospital following the flooding that took place last July. Now we've seen the HSE and the West North West Hospital Group prepare to invest in replacing buildings. They're prepared to invest in replacing equipment. The one thing there appears to be an issue with is replacing people.
Absolutely, and as I said, that is just motion after motion that has come up at conference. I mean, what's a building and well, certainly what's a hospital building without the staff to look after the patients in it? And but I think really a recent piece of research that has been published in the Lancet Journal reported that. And it was quite a big piece of research involving 12 EU countries and four others, one of which was the USA. And that research found that there are increased risk for patients when the nurse-patient ratio is increased. And other various reports and research have identified links between staffing and patient care. And they've now accepted internationally that ratios of one nurse to four patients in an acute setting is what is required, and in the midwifery setting it's one midwife per 29.5 births. So the INMO launched a campaign to get these ratios implemented in Ireland, and we had a very powerful and inspirational address at the conference yesterday from one of the heads of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association there, who have, they actually had a similar campaign and have now achieved those ratios. So that's what's ahead of us.